cruising down the street, I wonder where this road would lead. So many possibilities. Care to share what you think? Oh, noodles, what do you see? Backroad Odyssey.
Van Life Diaries, how to find fascinating locations. Welcome to Van Life Diaries. My name is Noah. It's just me, myself, you, and my dog Noodles today, hanging out, no edits, no scripts. Today we'll be discussing three methods I use to find offbeat locations. We'll take listener questions at the end. Until then, I'm going to go grab a drink. Do so as well if you're in the position to. Otherwise, see you in a bit. For whatever reason, I've never been interested in what the popular thing to do is. It might be the crowds, for me, the conformity of it all, or just a general lack of interest. Because of this, I've always searched for what's off the beaten path, particularly when it comes to traveling. And over the years, I've narrowed down my approach to three methods that are effective in finding interesting locations that people might not actively seek out. Starting with the most obvious, but also perhaps most accurate, simple and effective. Talk with people that live there. They simply know where to go. My approach for this method is to go to a bar or a diner. I'll get some work done, and as I'm closing out, if they're not busy, I'll simply say, quick question, I'm passing through for the day. Is there anything kind of off the beaten path that you'd recommend? Almost always, you'll be directed towards something awesome and fascinating. The Donner Lake episode happened because of this. A future cryptid episode happened because of this, and a lot more. 9 out of 10, also, of my favorite breakfast spots, favorite bars, breweries, coffee places, were found doing this. And if you're kind of shy, like me, I don't want to do this, but it's effective and it works. I tell myself this, you likely will never see this person again, but you may remember the experience that they tell you to go to for years. And it works. Secondly, make an effort to know what where you're at is known for. It sounds abstract, but hear me out. Start with this. Let's say you're in southern New Jersey. Google, what is southern New Jersey known for? Start there. And I found rather than looking up specific things, it keeps your options open, and then you can narrow it down from there. Look, I'll Google it now. Let me get my phone. All right, South Jersey known for Cape May, Logan's Township, Atlantic City Boardwalk. Okay, I'll stop here. Okay. South Jersey is the home to the legendary Jersey Devil. So let's Leeds Devil. Keep going from here. Legends and tales of the New Jersey Pine Barrens, which apparently is where you find the Jersey Devil. The New Jersey Pine Barrens has been the site of many legends, tales, and mythical creatures, many of which have been documented by Weird NJ in its magazines and books. The New Jersey Pine Barrens, also known as the Pine Lands or simply as the Pines, is the largest remaining example of the Atlantic Coastal Pine Barrens ecosystem. Okay, so we went from southern New Jersey to the New Jersey Devil to the New Jersey Pine Barrens, and that's how I do it. Honestly, that's what I do a lot, is I'll start with a broad topic, narrow it down, that'll get me a story and a location, then I would go hike around the New Jersey Pine Barrens, something like that. I don't know, I haven't done it, but that's what leads you into very specific locations with specific stories. This works, in my experience, because if you funnel your own interest and aren't influenced by anyone else or paid ads, anything like that. Let's say, if you were to Google non-tourist things to do in New Jersey, what percentage of that do you think would have been pushed ahead by whatever place is trying to get you to go there? I'd say a lot. I don't know. The world is much less your oyster if you do that, in my opinion. Finally, when I'm bored, I use an app called Road Trippers, it can show you sites and attractions along your travel route or within the city that you're visiting or are planning to visit. What I do is I open the app, tap on the search box, and click on the icon that says Sites and Attractions. Then, possible locations pop up on your map. You can put it along your route, but I prefer literally just to look around the map. I find wild, wild things this way. It's very impressive and cool what you can find. And I bet wherever you're living right now, even, if you do this, you'll find something that you didn't know about. You can pay for more features. I don't. I honestly wouldn't recommend it. Just look around, and it's a good way to get started, at least. Regardless, even if you don't use any of the methods I mentioned, on your next trip, make an effort to look beyond where everyone goes kind of by default. It may lead to a story that you remember. All right, time for listener questions, starting with, how do you plan your stops? I like this question so much that I made it into an episode. If you have any more questions in terms of what I do for research, reach out to me at Backroads Odyssey, my Instagram. Thank you for your question. Were there any details too gruesome to add to the Donner Party episode? What are they? Yeah, a lot. Okay, so for two reasons, they're 13-minute episodes in Backroad Odyssey, and it's hard to fit details into that time frame. But also, what is serving the story, and what is the story about? If I were to go deep into exactly what happened and who murdered who or ate who, that's just really not what I'm interested in. I can direct you towards a great series on the last podcast. I think it's episode 330 and 332, where they go into gruesome detail about all that stuff. But that's just not what I find interesting. I find the story of it interesting, why they continue to go, why they went in the first place, and how they must have felt about what happened afterwards. You know, at the start, there's, 42 kids that go out? It's a majority kids. So you're in these horrific conditions and dwindling resources. And what do you do with all of these kids, dogs you bring along? And it just kind of was hard for me to talk about and hard for me to research. I recorded it in the depths of a woods. it was dark outside. And, you know, there was a point where I was like, ugh. Man, this is getting tough to continue recording. But I continued because I think the story is important. If you have any further questions, reach out to me. Backroads Odyssey. If you could add another room to your van, what would it be? It would be a recording studio. That'd be so nice. Because I have to tear down my studio and bring it back up anytime I have to use it. That would be so nice just to walk in and start recording. What episode in the future are you most excited about? You know, I really like the idea of series, history series, because my episodes are only 13 minutes long. Generally, it's hard to fit everything into that time frame if it's that big of a story. I don't know. I went to Salem the other day, and there was a place that I don't think anybody would have visited that I'm very excited about to delve into the history of it. Because, yeah, anyway, I'll leave it there. And I'll say this before I sign out. You know, this episode specifically is about looking into different locations. If you do research and you go to a location and it doesn't meet your expectations, do further research. And see if that changes anything, because I remember going to Donner Lake. It's a lake, right? It's beautiful, but it's a lake. And you don't necessarily understand the gravitas of where you're at until you fully understand the context. So that'd be my recommendation for that. But go somewhere different, try something new out, be good to each other. Where to next? Backroad Odyssey.